talked before about the soot, clean the soot out of the
chimney
or out of the stove.
Stack?
Yes, I was thinking more of a on a stove though. You wouldn't call it a chimney on a stove, would you?
No.
That which goes up and goes out the wall.
Pipe.
Right. And then something that this has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
Right. And something that's used for sharpening a scythe in the field.
File.
Okay. And then something that has a treadle on it that you might use to sharpen knives.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Whetstone? No.
That's always.
Well, whetstone. I know that as a piece. I didn't know
that's
whether you call the thing with
well,
the stand or
grindstone.
Grindstone.
And now I person asks you, can you drive a
automobile?
Okay. And they get under a car and they shoot
grease.
Right. And if there's a lot of this on the surface is awfully
greasy.
Okay. Say that again, please.
Greasy.
Okay.
You got the S one time and the Z the
I got about half S and half Z the second time. The first time, that's right. That's why. Good for you.
I knew
that's
you. What you would.
Well, that's the real shibboleth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You really can distinguish. It's a good distinguish. You know Susan Lees? Have you met her?
No.
Susan Rita.
No.
A lovely girl. She was in my class a couple of years ago, about a year ago last fall, and I interviewed her.
Oh.
And she was hip to this greasy also. Something else, you can go into a gas station, have them change the water and
oil.
Right. And something you might burn in a lamp.
Kerosene.
Right. And there's a boat that's just been built, and now they're going to send it down the ways. They're going to do what? They're going to
launch.
Right. And something. Nowadays, the tires no longer have these, but not too long ago, the tire used to have an inner
tube.
Right. And this is a small craft used in the water with two oars.
Rowboat.
Right. And someone says, when are you going to the store? And you say, today, I
am going or went.
Yeah, that's right. Going is right.
Yeah.
We said it again. I
am going.
And we
went.
We are
going.
And
they are going.
And to get some. Now we're talking about the passing out pie or something, and they seem to have skipped you. And a child might ask, "Am I to get some?
Am I getting?
Am I going to get some?
Am I going to have some?
Okay.
Am I going to get some?
Right." And in a child is running around the house looking for a few articles of clothing and can't find them. A parent might call the child, here
is
your
here is your romper.
Okay, or how would you say, here is your clothes, or here are
here your are your clothes.
Here are your clothes, okay. Or ever, here is your clothes?
No.
Okay. Let's skip the rest of 25, too. That's too many of those ones. A small piece of cloth is called a
sample.
Okay, very good. And you're talking about a comparative of something that's pretty. This is a pretty dress, but that dress is even
prettier.
Right. And something that the maid wears over
apron.
Right. And this
your
is
your gestures are priceless.
How's that? What did I don't know what I did.
You'd go through the market.
Yes. And then a woman or a man wears a
jacket
or a
coat.